I'm Sean Crawford on today's NPR Illinois State Journal Register Business Report. Video gambling continues to be prevalent, and a comprehensive plan for Springfield's in the works. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the SJR. Tim, video gambling, it's been in effect for 5 years now, and it doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
Well, we'll put some numbers on it for you, Sean. It was 5 years ago, September 2012, that video gaming was launched in Illinois. At that time, 61 terminals. At the end of July this year, that number was a little over 27,000. And a state forecast out this week suggested that number would reach 28,000 by mid-year 2018. Now, the pace of new terminals has slowed down, but apparently we still have not yet reached the peak.
And Springfield, certainly it's been popular in the city. It leads all cities in the state when it comes to the number of terminals.
It does, and it's been that way for at least 2 or 3 years now. City of Springfield has about 635 terminals. The nearest city to that, Rockford, with a little over 450 as of this summer. And city officials here tell us they continue to add terminals, and as is the case statewide, they're not adding new terminals quite as quickly, but again, it appears this trend's going to continue for a time. And we should mention there have been a few cities in the last few months, Champaign, the community of Washington near Peoria, East Dundee, and Aurora, that have either approved or are considering moratoriums on new machines. So there does seem to be at least a question out there of how much is too much.
And when it comes to these machines and the money that's being generated off them, at least from the city's perspective, Springfield, I believe, is using theirs for infrastructure.
It does go into a dedicated fund for roads, bridges, sidewalks, other infrastructure. The city tells us they earn about $130,000 a month. That represents the 5% share of overall terminal income that goes to municipalities. You know, the city of Springfield is some of their other revenue sources, particularly sales taxes, have either been growing very slowly, almost flat. So you wonder at some point if they might look at video gaming to pay more general expenses, although that has not been specifically proposed as yet.
Springfield about ready to unveil a comprehensive plan. For those that really don't follow this, what will that entail? What do they hope to accomplish by it?
Well, most communities have a comprehensive plan, basically what it is. In most cases, is a 20-year plan that says here's how we want population growth, business, and residential development to proceed. The last one in Springfield was in 2000. A committee has been working on this of community government and planning representatives for about 16 months. They think they'll have the final product by the end of the year. Now, that ultimately would have to be approved by the city council.
And do we know exactly some of the things that might be in this?
They have told us, based on community surveys, public meetings, the city aldermen all held ward meetings to solicit ideas. A couple of things have emerged from the residents anyway. They think the city of Springfield is not very attractive, that they need to work more at beautification, particularly on corridors, say like a Clear Lake Avenue or 6th Street. And the other thing they would like to see is more consistent zoning, so you don't have this sort of MacArthur Boulevard came to mind, a sort of hodgepodge of residential commercial development. So I expect at least there will be a couple of proposals in there for achieving that.
It's been a while since the Staples store in Sherwood Plaza, which is located on Wabash Avenue over by Veterans in Springfield, that closed. And now the first store in that renovation of that plaza about to open. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's Benny's Beverage Depot. They're out of Chicago. They're a regional chain. Most of their stores are in Chicago, although they do have stores in Bloomington, Normal, and Champaign. If you drive by the former Kmart and Sherwood Plaza there, you can see there is a lot of work going on. Benny's tells us they should be open by the end of October, and that would be the first of what we expect would be several new stores as that renovation project continues.
That's Tim Landis. He's the business editor for the State Journal Register, and you can read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.